Sandman Mattress Factory post-match interview.
Obviously not quite the result we were looking for. You started off really well in those first few minutes with some momentum. What pieces do you think kind of stopped clicking after that?
Oh, look, I think all over the ground we were pretty average. I think they just beat us around the contest. They got themselves some pretty good territory early, and it followed on throughout the whole game. I reckon around the ball they were pretty sharp, and Stixie led the way for them, which was a pretty decent performance by him.
Obviously, still some like impressive play out there. Who were you keeping your eye on? Who do you think still was putting in a great effort?
Oh, look, I thought Harry Ling, he's our captain. You sort of look at Lingy, and he'll sort of very rarely let his position be beaten. So I was pretty proud of Lingy out there. Yeah, look, other than that, there's probably not too many else to put their hand up and say they won their position. So hard to win a game when there's only sort of one guy out there that's doing a really good job.
Geordie, thanks for joining us. That momentum was just so hard to hold, especially from midway through the first quarter, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, I mean, it's a weird feeling. There was a few characteristics out there, and there's probably been moments in our first couple of games where we've shown good signs for 10 or 15 minutes, shown some real motivation, and then shown some lack of motivation and effort. Today, credit to Bowen Heads. They looked sharp all over the ground, and they looked like they came to hunt us. So, that was probably the story in the end.
Did anything from last week, with Newcombe nearly running you down, carry over? Did you feel from last week? Did you feel it? Some of that last quarter of last week showed its face early here.
Yeah, it did. Look, it's a hard one. You don't want to speak too soon. It's very early in the season, but we've probably just lost our edge just a little bit early on in the season. It's a hard thing. You want to sort of be honest with our players, and I said to them, I looked around and they're disappointed, but they probably didn't look like they were really shattered out there, which tells me that we're probably just going through the motions a little bit early on. And you look at results in this season, anyone can beat anybody. So you don't roll into any game thinking you can, just breeze through it. And, if you're a little bit off, which we were a lot off, you get exposed pretty quickly. And credit to Bowen Heads, they took it to us.
We spoke to the president before the game about how the situation was, that obviously a Herculean effort last year to get from, where you were to, 30 seconds from not playing finals to winning the premiership, all that sort of stuff. Going from that being the hunter to being the hunted, every team knows that you're a good team and a good side. Just that, and Paul actually said, if you're 5 or 10% off, it can happen. Is it just that 5 or 10% that you think, in terms of that, if the guys are just not sort of, just that 10%, is that the difference?
Yeah,
have been a bit more than 10% today, possibly. But
look,
it's such an even competition.
It is. Look, it's a hard one. I mean, this is the first time I've been in the position, obviously, with being a coach that's come off winning a flag.
Yeah.
And I can't speak for others, but, I am seeing some of our guys, and they, the guys that have won premierships now, you wonder whether they have that edge for long enough. It's going to be an interesting thing. I said to the boys after the game, we're either going to get really sick of this feeling and start to pick up our act, or we're going to fix it pretty quickly. So it'll be, or we're going to keep having that feeling for a long period of time throughout this year. So I just can't take much away from Bowen Heads today. They were really, really solid, and we've had the wood over them for the last couple of years now, so they look like they wanted to get one back on us, and they did, and credit to them.
Tried a few things after half time. We really like Noah McGregor Dawson in the middle in the last quarter. He was a bit of a different player for you. He gave you a bit of a different look at it.
Yeah. Noz is pretty good. He's you could probably play him all over the ground, but we don't want to become too predictable. Everyone knows how good Noah is in the air, and we try and balance out our group, but I'm not too sure some of our other moves that we did throughout the game, but they they were pretty good around the stoppage, and they flicked it out and got on the outside all day.
For Sam Air Mattress Factory, speaking with Anglesey coach Geordie Kerris, two convenient locations at Sam Air Mattress Factory, St George's Road, Nor Lane, and Marshalltown Road, Grovedale, here's Dallow.
Geordie, as a coach, you're three rounds into the season, how do you go and review sort of the start now and be able to impart that back to the players?
Yeah, look, you know, it's a hard one. You know, I've got to make sure I look in my own backyard and make sure that we review it pretty hard, because, you know, sometimes you can, it's a balance, right? You go hard at them and then you can go easy at them for a long period of time. I've probably been pretty light on with them for a long period of time. You know, upon reflection, we haven't lost a game for 13 odd games. It's a long time before you cop a clip like that. So, look, if it becomes a theme, then I'll have to change things up. Hopefully, it's a one-off and we can bounce.
I thought defensively in your forward half today, it was maybe an area where you lacked to be able to still get inside 50s. You got about 32 inside 50s for the day, but just weren't able to lock it in there and score off the back of them, or actually just have it spend some time in there.
Yeah, definitely. You know, that's the thing. You gain territory and you lose it really quickly. It can hurt you. And obviously, they got us out the back all day today. We're working out our balance up there. We've got some new guys that are playing there, some guys that are coming back from, you know, long stints out. They're quality players, so they might just need a little bit of time. But I think that's a part of it. But our team normally rely on our midfield dominance, and you know, our midfield dominance wasn't there today.
James Gray are laid out. Any issue? He'll be right next week.
Yeah, he'll be right. Yeah.
Did Sammy Leeds play in the result? I didn't see him out there.
No, Sammy had to work, so
okay. Him back next week?
No, I think he is working again. We'll probably have a look at Jace Ashby and Charlie Lawless and a couple of other guys.
Yep. So Ashby, is it injury keeping him sidelined?
Yeah, we're just getting his body moving through. He's had a couple of years off. I think he's sick of being on the sidelines now. So we'll weigh up whether we roll him for his first game at 12 o'clock or we bring him in. We'll see.
Big one on Anzac. Well, Anzac weekends. It's on Sunday, the 26th, next week against Torquay. Should be an absolute cracker, as it always is. The new two teams go toe-to-toe. Obviously, they're looking to go 3-1, as you guys will be looking to do as well. Geordie, really appreciate your time. Commiserations today, and look forward to seeing Anglesey again in season 2026 on K-Rock Footy.
Thanks, lads. Thanks for coming down today.
It's Tim and Dabo on K-Rock 955.